This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land and shares how the Sabbath is observed by the Jewish people.
This is what God calls a holy day. Because in Judaism, what do you consider holy? Well, we learn that something that's holy is actually a separation. Something that's different. So if we want to wear special clothes for a wedding, we put it on the side. We separate it from our weekday clothes. If we want something that's very, very special, like a birthday cake, right? It's not just any cake, it's a birthday cake. So we put it on the side to wait for the birthday. Now, that's the same thing with the Sabbath. God made the 6 days and he called them regular days. But then he made the Sabbath and he called it holy. He made a differentiation between the regular days, the 6 days of the week, and holy day, the Sabbath. And so the Sabbath, as many of you know, is a day that the Jewish people hold very, very dear. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's happening, after I light these Shabbat candles, that signifies that I'm doing my last work of the day. I'm lighting a fire. And after that, I'm not lighting any more fire. I'm not using any more electricity. All of the food that we're going to eat on the Shabbat, on the Sabbath, I already cooked. This is my day of rest, that we sit around as a family after we pray the special Sabbath prayers and we eat the food that we already cooked and put on the side to make holy.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.